Number 96, the explorer. Many people would be inclined to think that this incontinent old man was incompatible with the vision of the legendary explorer. They were always incredulous when they heard of his exploits in the past, and realized then how indebted they are to his achievements. He had remained incognito ever since the unsuccessful attempt to incriminate him as some form of incubus. Although the accusations made no indentation on his reputation, they did inculpate a seed of doubt in the minds of some people. These accusations were acts of people, jealous of his achievements and his well-deserved reputation, but to those who knew him, they left no indent on his character. He has made an indelible mark on the nation's history through his indefatigable determination to reach his goals. Indecision was never a part of his character, and he was never indecisive about achieving what he set out to do. Once his mind was made up, no one could incline him from his chosen path. His incursions into those unexplored regions followed almost indecipherable clues. Where he knew he would incur harsh and dangerous conditions were just something that was incumbent on his nature. He planned his exploration increment by increment, without any thought of indemnity, and indeed there was virtually no one that would indemnify him against the risks he was prepared to face. He was totally incorrigible when it came to facing risks, which he treated as inconsequential to the main purpose of the exploration. This incorrigibility was not a sign of incompetent behavior, nor was it incongruent with his character. It was simply a sign of his determination once he set his mind to the task. Often his achievements were ingrained with incredulity because the incongruity of his methods was seen as one of incorporeal inconsistency. When planning his journeys, his mind acted as an incubator. His ideas would go through a process of incubation, where his thoughts would encrust themselves, one upon another. This form of mental incrustation would inculcate his ideas into a practical, working, incontrovertible plan that would incorporate every facet he could think of. This form of all-inclusive mental planning allowed him to incubate his ideas in a way that was often incoherent to other people. Although he was always a very private man, he was never incogitant towards others, and no matter how incommodious were his journeys of exploration, they were never incommensurate with the satisfaction he achieved from accomplishing his goals.